Okay, Hakpada, the ninth perek of Revolbi. We're going to learn about being particular, right? Okay. So Revolbi explains, Anochiut kas v'chipus kavod, looking for your own benefits, anger and looking for one's honor, that bad midas. Chesed, kindness, savlanut, patience, v'zehirut, carefulness, the covered, habrius, and honoring other people, that's good midas. That's clear to everyone. Hakpada, however, says Revolbi, being particular, person things, that's, you know, that's part of normal life. That's not something a person has to work on. That's part of normal life. So Revolbi, you know, someone hurts you, and you feel particular, you feel makbir on that person, right, that he hurt you. That's, you know, that's a normal tguva, that's a normal way of reacting. That's not something you have to work on. Comes Revolbi and tells us, no, let's look at the Gemaras. So he brings us three Gemaras to show us that the midah of Hakpada is not a good midah. It's something that we have to remove from ourselves. So let's see the three Gemaras. So he brings the first Gemaras in Tanis, Daf Kaf Amud Beis. Shalu Talmidav. The students asked Rav Ada Ba'ava, Bama herachti yamim, in what did you do to have a long life? Right? That's a strange question, isn't it? What do you do to have a long life? Did kibud avayim, right? Have a long life, right? It's pasuk. What do you do to have a long life? What do you do to have a long life? He kept Torah and mitzvahs. Ashrei yashrei mitecha, right? What do you do to have a long life? It seems that they understood there's certain things that give you a longer life than you would normally think. So he answered them, Amalahem, mi amai, from all my days, lo hikpadati betoch beiti. I wasn't particular, I wasn't makbid in my house. Yeah, I mean, outside his house he was makbid? What does it mean? Even in his house he wasn't makbid. Outside it's easier. When you're living at home with your wife and your kids and they press all your buttons because they're similar to you, right? Or they have things that you've worked on or you haven't worked on yet and they do those things to you, it's a little hard not to be makbir. He wasn't makbir. He wasn't particular. Why it gives you long life? So it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says, Yira of fear or daga, right? Worry is mekatze yomim. Makes a person shorten his life.
Stress.
He's stressed, yeah. Yirat Shamayim, however, fear of heaven and the worry of doing a mitzvah properly, that's ma'arich yamim. That longs, makes your life longer. So we see that this concept of, if you want to call it, of being makbid, makes your life stressful. When you think about other people, right, and they're hurt, and why they did this, and why, you know, you ask all these why questions, and you're involved in that emotional tisbochet, that emotional, like, you know, wrapping up in you, that actually, that stress that causes you in your life actually makes your life shorter. Not only does it make your life shorter, it makes the things you can do in life shorter. Because you, all that energy, and all that mind, and all that thinking is involved there. Your mind's actually so occupied with those things. You've not left it open to, you know, just think about your mitzvahs and your Torah and other things. Worry is a very, very bad thing. So we're learning here that the midah that brings all these things upon you, apart from emunah, obviously, right? But hakpada, person lives that way, it shortens his life. Katzer ruach. Right, me'avoda kasha. It makes his life very, a lot of turmoil it can bring to his life as well. Second Gemara. Amar Rava. This is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Kol ha-ma'avir amidotav. Anyone who passes his midas, the way he behaves, right, if someone hurts him, ma'avir lo kol pesh'av. Kodesh Baruch Hu passes over his, overlooks his bad things. You overlook the bad that a person does to you, midah keneged midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks over the things you do bad. That's the midah of Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, where that's the midah that we try and we work on to bring, that's the midah of the Yud Gimel Midas, right? Someone does bad to us, we don't We don't.
Just to clarify, that's not.
We let it pass.
That's not an actual retaliation. That's internal.
Yeah, that's internal. We're not talking about retaliation. Internal. All of this is internal. It's how we feel internally, not how we don't make give. Obviously, you can't make give, right? You can't react. We're talking about internally. Okay. Third Gemara, and you can understand that, right? If I don't think badly, or I don't think I'm not makbid on a person, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to be makbid on me, because that's midah. That's what midah that is. It's a midah of chesed. That's a midah of kindness, of giving. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is also going to be giving to me, because I represent that midah. Whatever a person does, there's a general rule in life. Whatever, however a person behaves, between his fellow man, that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu behaves with him.
Now, is this different from just having an Ayin Tova all the time, or is it more...
Ayin Tova, yeah, it's very much related to Ayin Tova. If a person has an Ayin Tova to other people, he will be less makbid. He won't be makbid on people. If he has a proper outlook on people, he has an Ayin Tova to them, sees them in a good light, he won't be particular on them. You understand? Third Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. La'olam ye adam anvenatan kehillel. Person should be humble like Hillel. So we see Akpada is an Indian of Anava, right? Va'al ye kaptan kashamai. He shouldn't be a captain kashamai. Why? Shamai was a bad guy? He was din. So you see the Midas Hadin brings on this concept of Hakpada. So Hafuch, Hillel was Chesed. Midas Chesed, right? Rounding the corners, not being so makbid on people, being easygoing with regards to other people, not with regards to yourself necessarily. With regards to other people, that's Midas Chesed, in terms of your expression to other people, that brings on this Midah of Anava, and this Midah that you don't makbid with other people, you're not particular. In your heart, we're not talking about, you know, the Ger, we know the stories of the Ger came to Shammai. He was right. Well, you want to know the whole Torah in one day? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? He's right. Anyone walked into here and says, you know, I'm from Ma'or. Teach me all the Torah in one day. So you need to be at least a few months in Yeshiva, right? He was right. Well, so why Hillel? Because Hillel, what's this Nakud of Hakpada? If we see more deeply into a person, the person, there's a certain thing that a person's coming from, right? So Hillel, what do you teach him? Or the Ger that came to Hillel, right? He said, love your neighbor as yourself, right? The rest go, the rest go learn. He told them a rule. The Ger wanted to understand what's the Torah, what's the shorish of the Torah, what's behind all these. So he gave him a rule, and he was accepting because he understood what his question was. He had the savlanut, the ability to listen to what was really bothering him. You understand? So the midah of Hakpada means also we don't really understand our friends. We don't really understand where they're coming from. We have to delve into a person to understand where he's coming from. You understand? Make sense? Okay. Now, Revolvi explains here that Hakpada, what is Hakpada? It's me'anfe hakas. It comes from anger. Like we said, it comes from din. When a person lives with din, he lives with Hakpada. So we're learning from here that when a person behaves in a way of chesed to other people, he behaves in a way of giving, he'll be less makbid. Right? And we'll see later on that that's one of the ways of removing hakpada with another person. We'll see a Gemara B'Zohar Hashem that shows us that. Maybe I'll do it now. You know what? I'll do it now. Revolvi actually doesn't bring this Gemara, so I'll do a Gemara. This is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara in Psachim. Gemara says that there are people, because basically, what does Hakpada come? What happens when a person becomes makbid on another person? So in the beginning, he has a little bit of bad feeling towards them. They did this to him. He doesn't want to show. He doesn't say anything, right? The guy joked about him, or the guy did something wrong to him, or he owes him money, has to give him back to him, right? So he doesn't. He's waiting for him to come, but he didn't give it back on time, or whatever it was, right? And it could be correct about his Hakpada. But he has that little bit of tina balev, that little bit of, you know, thing in his heart, this person did something wrong to him, whatever. Now that grows. That grows with time. And this is the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that if you have two people, right, One person, he has a donkey, and he has a load on him, right? You might have learned this in Eilu Metzias, right? He has a load on him. And he's your friend. And you have to take off this load from the donkey. It's a heavy load. The donkey's, you know, he's fallen with it, right? It's a Tsar Balei Chaim. It's painted the donkey. And what else? You're helping your friend. Or there's someone else who it's about putting on a donkey of the load. So there's no Tsar Balei Chaim here. There's only helping your friend. But the second guy, he's your hater. Someone you hate. Ah, how can you have someone you hate? You don't have to hate someone, a fellow Jew, right? So how can you have a hater of the Torah? So the Gemara explains. What does it mean? Because you saw something he did in Aveira. And he didn't do tshuva. He did an Aveira, he didn't do tshuva. You're allowed to hate a person if he did an Aveira and didn't do tshuva. Ah, right? Because the son, he did something wrong. Ah, what happens here? If he did an Aveira and didn't do tshuva, says Tosfos, what's going to happen? You're going to hate him. But, k'mayim ponim el ponim, ken leiv adam la adam. Just as how you feel towards him, so he feels towards you, right? And he, yeah? And he is also going to hate you. And that's going to cause you to hate him more. And the hatred's going to grow. So it says the Torah, when it comes to helping two people, a friend or someone that you hate, even if you're halakhically allowed to hate, help the one that you hate because you have too much hatred for him. And you need to be kayif yetzerecha. You need to be conquer your yetzahara. Right? So what do we learn from that Gemara? What do we learn from that Gemara? What's the Gemara teaching us? When we have hakpada, to the extent that it grows on us and it becomes a real hatred, right? Which the Torah doesn't want that level of hatred. How do you remove it? Giving to him.
Is it a mitzvah deraisa then almost?
Because yeah, it's a mitzvah deraisa.
Because it's the deraisa to unburden the animal.
Yeah.
This is a...
There's a tina to put on top of him, which is less of a mitzvah than to unburden, because there's no Tsar Balei Chaim right here. Right? According to that mandama, but certainly. But here... So we see that we're learning from this Gemara that the way to remove hakpada is through giving. If you have a little teen, if you have someone who hurt you and you give to them, right? That, it will go away. It'll go away. Unless, okay, well, it's going to come to the levels, right? I'm going to explain. You're right. I'm talking about small hakpadas. If you have a problem with someone, we'll get to it. We're going to explain this. Now, where do we see this also? The Hakpada comes to Sinan. Where do we see this? There's a Gemara in Baba Metzia. The Gemara says, why was the second temple destroyed? No? Why was the second temple destroyed? I mean, Chazal say that if there's a time in our generation that we haven't rebuilt the second temple, right? We haven't made some big dish. It's as if we destroyed it. So it's our problem. We're still with that chet. So everyone knows Sinat Chinam, right? That's a Gemara in Yuma. But there's a Gemara in Baba Metzia which says something different, seemingly. It says because they did Din Torah. They were very from. They did Din Torah. So Gemara says, what do you want them to mean they did Din Torah? What do you want them to do? Din of the Goyim? What do you want them to do? So Gemara says, no. They were so particular, they only did Din Torah. They used to bring their neighbor into Bate Dinim and do Din Torah with him. They were particular. And they didn't do Lifnim Mishur Sadin. Didn't do beyond the letter of the law. There was no Chesed. Gemara Baba Metzia. Lamed's. Maybe Lamed. Aleph, I forgot. It's on the base. It's at the bottom of the Gemara.
Second paragraph.
Yeah, second paragraph. Yeah. Maybe Lamed base. Oh, I've forgotten that. But it's around there. Yeah? They didn't do Din Torah. They did Din Torah, but they didn't do Din Torah with Lifnim Mishur Sadin. That's Din Torah, because the purpose of... we don't believe in justice. We don't have Bati Din for justice. We have Bati Din to do Shalom. Shalom Api Din, but with Lifnim Mishur Sadin. You understand? And they weren't willing, they didn't want to do that. That caused them Hakpada. From that Hakpada came Sinas Chinam, because it brought a level of hatred for not a good reason. And that's what was the basic mitzvah destroyed. So this is a very important mitzvah to know. And what the Chazal say, how we solve the problem of sinas chinam? Avas chinam. Chesed. The way we look at people, ayin tova, like you were saying. You really? You willing? You with me? That's how we remove hakpada. Now, a person will come and say, Rabbi, I'm not makpid. I don't feel I'm makpid. It's not true. You haven't noticed the thing you're particular on. You have to, Revolvi explains here that a person has to look for his hakpadas. See those things. I mean, I don't think that's too hard for us. You know, it's not hard for us. Maybe in the time of Revolvi, you know, it was hard for him to find his hakpadas. But for us, it's like, you know, it's easy. You know, there's so many things we dislike, or, you know, why are you sitting in my set? You see, that's my place for davening, right? If we don't tell the guy's standing in our seat, right? He's a new guy, he doesn't know, it's not his fault, he's standing in our seat. So, you know, we won't go and sit there, but, you know, like, next time, don't do it, right? Next time, you know, like, yeah, it's okay, you sit there, but, you know, but there's other seats also, that's my seat, right?
This must be a common problem amongst Jews.
Yeah. Or, like, you know, that's my cup, right? Don't you have cups in yours? Right? That's my cup, right? Or, like, you're waiting in line. And some guy's busy, right? Because he's got to go somewhere, right? So he's rushing and he jumps the queue. And like, well, the guy didn't see there's a queue here. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is an English. I thought he came from England, that guy.
We queue here.
Yeah, we queue, right? No, like, you know, in England, they queue for the bus, right? Mm-hmm. They get very, you come to this country, it's very strange, you know? Like, everyone stands for the bus opens the door, whoop, whoever first come, first serve, right?
Yeah.
There's a queue. Right, you go into the store, there's a queue, right? So all of a sudden, someone's going in front of you, right? We're makpid. Should we be makpid? And it's even people we don't even know, right? We just met him, right? Or the bus driver. There's all these hakpadas floating around, right? We just said it's not a good thing. So we do have them, don't we? Those are easy ones, right? Then with our friends, there's all sorts of things. He does this, or he did that to me, or he, you know, he was, what's it called? He was like, you know, he was nudging me. He was like, how are you saying? He was like,
pushing your buttons?
Pushing your buttons, yeah. He was like, you know, or a little joke. There's a little joke, a little bit of an akitsa there. There's a little bit of a stab. How do you say? Jab there, a little bit of a jab. Yeah, knitch, a little bit of a jab there, right? And you remember that, so you like give it a little bit one back, right? Or when you get the opportunity, we have hakpadas. Those aren't good things. We treat them as normal things. We don't think if you stand in the queue, someone jumps the queue, we shouldn't be makpid. Yeah?
Can we clarify something though? Because are there things that are worthwhile and that you should be makpid on? Like, for example, like, a decent one might be like being makpid on like time. As in, like, you know, you have a scheduled harusa or something like that,
right.
And like, you know, everyone has busy lives, whatever
right.
It is, so you're makpid on that. Or certain things in the house that, like, you feel like, real values, whatever it may be.
Well, I want to explain this. There's two things to be makpid. Now, it's very hard to do this. There's two things. And this we're going to speak about. We're talking about things which are small things, which we shouldn't be makpid. Like, it doesn't really matter if someone pushes in the queue or someone grabs dinner before you, right? And those things we shouldn't really be makpid on. If a person continues doing it and, like, you know, it's disturbing the way the yeshiva runs or something like that, okay, so that might be.
Now you're talking about actually acting on this. This is
yeah,
not
yeah.
doing that. Now you're
yeah, 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 yeah.
Chavrusa, you're talking about doing, saying something.
Yeah, yeah, just yeah, like yeah. Name. Yeah. Now, we're talking about the small things. However, if a person does something which needs you to communicate with him, so we have a special mitzvah in the Torah called Tochacha. It's called communication, right? And, you know, so we're going to read, huh?
That's called rebuking.
Rebuke, yeah, but it's communication. I don't like the word rebuke. Rebuke's a bad word. It's communicate the problem you have with the other person. To communicate it well in a loving way. Right? So let's read the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kishiyichte ish le'ish, when a person does an avera to you, does something wrong. Chavrusa, you're learning. He's causing you a bit of terror. So I want to tell you something. First of all, if you do have such a problem with a person, and usually there is always someone who's going to come before the other, or you're waiting one day, or he's waiting one day, or you're good with time, and he's not good with time. There's always these situations, right? It's to get rid of the problem, for you not to be makbid. You can talk to him, but sometimes it doesn't work talking. You can talk to him. But you can always also do another thing. Make another Seder. I know two Avrechim. One of the Avrechim is always late. And the other guy's always early. He's usually the one, always the first one in the yeshiva. So he has a Seder of learning before the other guy comes. When he comes, he just opens his other book and starts learning. It's a very clever idea. You're only makbid if you're wasting your time. If you're not wasting your time, you're going to be makbid. Right? So just make a Seder. Make a small Seder learning or Mishnayos or Chumash or whatever.
You 5 minutes early and just learn something. And then okay, so you haven't gone 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Yeah. And then you just we'll do Chazara. Make a Seder. Right? That's an easy way out of it. But let's deal with the communication bit. Especially at home with your wife. Right? You guys, it doesn't happen yet. It's out of shame. Yeah. And you have to know then. Because you have to know when to talk and when not to talk. It's very hard to know. Right? But you have to know. Kishiyechte ish le ish, when a person does an avera to another person, lo yistamenu, you shouldn't hide it. Be yishtok and be quiet. Right? We said you should. Now we said we shouldn't. Right? Depends what. Kamoshe ne'emar b'rishayim, like the Rishayim, right? Avshalom didn't speak a single word to Amnon. Right? El a mitzvah alav, it's a mitzvah lehodio, to tell him, make it known to him. V'lomalo, lama asiteli, why did you do this to me? Kach v'kach v'lama chatateli, why you did this bad thing to me? B'dav aploni. Sh'neh ma, it's a mitzvah deraisa, hocheach tochiach tamitecha. There's an hemshech, it says, v'lo tis alav chet. You shouldn't say in a way which you will machlim him, you will embarrass him. You shouldn't do it public, it should be private. It shouldn't be in a loud voice. It should be in a soft voice. It should be caring. There's a Gemara in Erechim. The Gemara says there that one of the, I think the Tanayim went up to the other one and said, you have a kesem. This is a Tana, right? You have a kesem on your head. Right? A kesem means a little splinter. Right? He's telling you have a splinter in your forehead. I mean, there's something wrong with you. You're not doing something right. And the other guy comes back and says, and you have a beam in your head. That's what happens. If you don't do tochacha properly, or if we're not able to receive tochacha, which most of us aren't, it's not going to work. The person's not going to be mekabelet from you. You have to know how to do it. So you have to know when to do it, how to do it. Certainly you shouldn't be doing it the same time you were hurt, because you're emotional about it, and you're not going to do it correctly. You have to find a time where you're more calmed down, maybe even speak to a rabbi first, how to do it, when to do it, if it's something that's bothering you, and say it. Sometimes you won't be able to give tochacha. You don't give tochacha to a person who's not going to listen. There's laws. Unless it's something mefurish in the Torah. And then there's even another rule. Mutav shiu shogegim. In certain things, mefurish in the Torah, you have to say, but you have to know. Even in those rules, you have to know. It's a halacha. Hilchos Yom Kippur. It's Gemara in Beitza. There's rules when you give tochacha. According to the Chazon Ish, in our generation, there's so many yidden not keeping Torah. There's no mitzvah tochacha on them. Where there's darkness outside, there's no light, there's no mitzvah tochacha. And even when a yeshiva, where people sometimes hurt you or do things wrong, it's very hard to know when to be mochiach. But if, for whatever reasons, we can't give tochacha, like the Rambam says, Shahaya chote hedyet biyate, he's an idiot. Or Shaita Data Mishubesh didn't have a proper das, it doesn't know to think properly in terms of how to behave. Then you have to be mochel, you have to forgive him. And you shouldn't hold on to this hatred that you have, this hakapoda that you have. Because it says, Lo tisnet achicha b'lavecha. You shouldn't hate your friend in your heart. You should mochiach tochiach et amitecha. You should bring it out. You can't bring it out, so you're not allowed to hate him in your heart. This hakapoda is something which brings a person to hatred. You have to be careful of it. So it's important for us to remove it. If we're not going to mochiach it, most of the time we're not going to mochiach people on the simple things, or if the person's not a person we can give tochacha to, we have to learn to be mochel. It's an avodah to be mochel. It's a very hard thing to be mochel someone and not feel these hakpadas. We feel them all the time. They're always around with us. Who wants to live a long life? Don't be makfi. I want to tell you something. If you can remove these things, now we're going to get to how. Then how are we going to get to? Okay, let's start with a basically simple one. The basic simple one is giving, we said. That's the Gemara in Pesachim. If there's some person who you feel a bit of distance towards, try and be friendly. Give him something. Give him something. Do something. Say, do you want to learn Chavrusa with me? Would you like to learn something? Work on it. You'll find that the closer you feel to other people, the less hakpadas you'll have on them. Most of the time, what do with people we don't feel good with? We try to keep away from them. And that makes things worse in terms of the relationship. Now, it depends. There's certain relationships with certain people who it will cause you damage to be around them. Right? Because you don't think that relationship is going to improve, right? There's such a thing called a get. You know? Such a thing called a get. If there's a relationship you can't work it out, so you distance. But most relationships can be worked out. Most relationships. So you try and improve them. You try and improve them by giving, helping the person out, offering advice, going out, buy him a pizza, presents. Now there's a very important Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says a very, very important thing. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah, and I've mentioned this, that even with a good friend, he is always going to tell you something. It's Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos, right? Chavetov. Even with a good friend, because he's different from you, Hadeus Shonus, you're different people, your outlook to life is different. So therefore, if your outlook to life is different, he's going to do things and you're going to react to them in a different way. You're going to see them in a different light. And when you see them in a different light, right? And you're going to be hurt because of the way he did it to you. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Be savlan. Be patient. And don't react. Don't react means don't react here as well, because a good friend will know if you feel something towards him. And Rabbeinu Yonah warns us and says, and if you react, you're going to lose that good friendship. That's very strong words from Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, wherever that friend is, the best of friends, there's going to be things that he's going to be makbid in. Now, you can take this to marriage. Now, you know, we've heard of all these books that men and women are different. Well, Chazal knew that as well. Women are very different. There's a very difference between men and women. They look different, they think different, they're more sensitive. There's lots of differences between men and women. Right? This is your good friend. Because she's different and she thinks differently, there's going to be things that you're going to say that are going to hurt her and she's going to hurt you. Be careful not to be makbid. Be careful not to react. Because you might lose that friend. You have to know how to communicate things. When you're a problem, you have to know. That takes a lot of chokhmah. How to say, what to say, which way to say. It's a lot of chokhmah. Because women are very, very sensitive when it comes to their husbands. You understand? Okay. So, that's one way. Another way, which is actually very, very surprising, Revolbi, at the end, he explains, how do you remove hakpada? Now, remember we said, hakpada is an anaf of kas, it comes from anger, and comes from din, midas adin. Captain kashamai, right? Shama is midas adin, right? That's what Gro says. So it comes from midas adin. What was midas adin? Who was midas adin? Yitzchak. What was Yitzchak? Tzchok. Laughter. If you live up din, the world's so serious. You know, eating's a tzchok. It's a joke. Wasting our time's a joke. This world's a joke. We should just be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time, right? Which Yitzchak did. His Yetzara passed from him. He was just davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas Adin. Right? That was his avoda. We can't be the Yitzchak. Pure Midas Adin we can't be. But we can learn. Tzchok is Mamtik Din. Joke Right? Rav Obi brings this. He calls it Bedichus Hadat. Right? A little bit of, not lightheadedness, but humor can break out Hakbada. Right? You come home. The wife says, and this is the difference in that, this. The wife says, came home late. The food's cold now. See what happened? The food got cold already. Now, what does she mean to say the food got cold? She means she can, so like, you know, like, the husband, being the clever guy he is, says, so, like, you know, the food got cold, warm it up. Right? That's the solution to the problem. What chicken ready? I got you a microwave. Did you? 2 minutes, just put it in that microwave. So, like, what's the big deal? You know, like, so what's the big deal? He missed the point. She was really asking him, why are you late? What should he have said? Instead of warm it up, I'm sorry, right? Now, there's another way. Now, she's marked it. Well, you should be, shouldn't you? I was waiting for you and the food got cold. And I didn't know how, and then this is, and the kids, and then she starts a whole list of things. So said, so what? You could make a joke. You could. You have to know when to make a joke as well here, right? Because you make a joke and it's not a good one, are we going to be frying, right? So you can make a joke. You could say something like, I don't know, what joke could we think of saying? We could say like, well, I like it cold. Or like, well, maybe we'll go out for dinner.
That's a good joke.
Maybe we'll go out for dinner. Or some, I don't know, something that makes something light of it, right? I don't know, I can't think of it. You have to work one out, right?
I feel like a joke, I understand this is an example, a joke in that situation, though, if a woman, particularly if your wife, is angry, she doesn't want to be lightened up.
I know. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. She wants you to come and sit next to her and...
They apologize.
Show her that you feel upset.
Right.
And if you try and make light of it, you're not related.
Yeah, but sometimes I have... I know a person who's very good at these jokes. Mm-hmm. And I see how he deals with his wife. Mm. And when she gets a little, like, you know, flabbergasted or whatever it's called, right? So he, like, jokes around with her and it changes the tone. It changes the tone. He's very good like that. If you're creative and you know how to do it, you have to know your wife. You have to do it with other people as well. If you know how to do it well, it can remove the hakpada. Because, you know, really, if we really think about it, you know, she knows you love her. Right? I mean, you've been around, right? She's just hurt. That's what it really is. She's just hurt. And because she's hurt, all these feelings gush there, and then like she feels uncared for, unloved, right? But if you joke around in a certain way that shows her that, you know, like, you know, would you like some flowers? Or something like that. Say, maybe we should go out for the meal. I don't know, right?
Everything, I'd be interpreted as sarcastic after any of this.
Yeah, okay.
You just don't get it, do you?
Yeah, right. You have to know the person, right? I'm not saying. But some people, and you should know, women like jokes. Women, I'm telling you, women like jokes. Because they're more din. They want that little bit of like getting out of their din. Men less, I think men less like jokes than women. They like them, but when men like jokes, it's like, you know, they go and they're a bit frivolous. They're like lightheaded. When, you know, or like Rav Obi brings here, that when you give a shir, sometimes it becomes too heavy. Speaking about really heavy things, right? A bedicha lightens it up. And also, if it's a good joke, right, which is related to the subject, it helps to remember and it opens his heart to simcha. If a person's more joyful, right, he's less makbid. If you can get a person to a mode of joy, of simcha, he'll be less makbid about life. When you're happy about life, you're less makbid. When something, you had a bad day, things irritate you more, don't they? Why is that? Because you're heavy. You have a heavy time. It's hard for you. You know, you're just about coping with your life. You need another thing to cope with. It's like, you know, top of the iceberg. But if you're in a joyful mood, right, you're going to be less makbid. So being in a more joyful mood, being a little bit light in terms of where you are, being happy and contented, will be less makbid. You understand? So that's another thing you have to work with. The third thing is, again, this is related to, people get hurt more easily in our generation because we don't have a good self-concept or self-esteem, right? We don't think why. We don't think much of ourselves. We explained that about shiflus, about zrizus, right? If we work on ourselves, we'll be less hurt. We'll take things more lightly. A fourth thing, then we're going to put it is, and Rifolbi explains this, to be dan et chaveru l'kafskus. If you see someone who like breaks the queue, right? Say he must be something important he has to do. He must have to rush off for something. Give him an excuse. Give him a good excuse. A reasonable one, but a good one. Put it in your head. Have an ayin tova, like you were saying. Think in a positive way about other people. That will also remove the hakpada. So now, what are we going to do? What's our project? What are we going to do for this? You know, our project for hakpada. So Revolvi says, stages. First stage is, make a list. Once a day, or if you want, once a week. How it depends how much time you have. On things that you were particular. Notice a pattern. Notice the things that bother you. The jumping of the queue, the chavrusa being late. Certain things you can't solve, if you can't communicate. So, you know, you can give suggestions. Make a list of these things and then try and work out why these things specifically. You might need a rabbi to help you there. Why these things specifically in particular are. Maybe it has to do with, you know, I had a student once that his father, when he was young, always used to keep him waiting. Right? I'm not very good with time. So usually when I have a boy in, it's a bad thing. But, you know, like, I'm in the middle of something with someone else, and all of a sudden, something important comes up. So I can't stop the sentence, right? Some people, you know, all of it stops in the middle. Time's up. I can't do that. So with this boy, I never let him wait. Because I know. Why? His father used to keep him waiting. He had a little thing about that. So I never let him used to wait. But you understood his hakpada on time, where it came from, because it reminded him the pain that he felt, because his father was keeping waiting. Certain things, you can, when you tap into them, you can change them. You understand what I'm saying? If you know where they're coming from, it's not you, it comes from baggage you had through life, it can be changed. B'zvah Hashem. Okay? So that's basically the things of hakpada. B'zvah Hashem. Any questions? There's one other thing. There's a chazal that says, Kol ha-posel b'mumo posel. Whatever you see in someone else that you're particular on, there's probably an aspect of that in yourself. You always see that. Right? Your kids always press you about this because there's an aspect you see in them that you don't like about yourself, or you've worked and you've removed from yourself, but it's still remnants there. You had it. You don't want your kids to have it. So you get very, like, emotional, especially with your kids, because you're emotional about them. Someone else, okay, he has things you have, you get upset, but he's not your kid. You don't want your kids to have those things which you don't like about yourself, right? So when that happens, you see things which affect you, and even if it's on a daily basis, that's why it's important to know what affects you, to try and find a pattern. It's actually telling things about yourself. And it's good to learn those things about yourself. What ticks you off? What don't you like? Because it's probably something that, or you have, that's about you and your personality, or that you had it and you've worked on it, but it's still there with you. So it's good to know, because it helps you. Those things that you're particular on means that you need still to work on them. It means you now have a solution to your hakpadas, because when you've worked on those things completely and they're no longer at all part of you, you won't be particular on those things. So that's another way of finding out. Yeah, this concept of acceptance. You have a chavrusa, you spoke to him, you told him, when he comes he's a great chavrusa, you wouldn't want to change him for anyone, but he's late. So you have to realize, you have to accept him. So you're bothered about wasting your time, so what are you going to do now? Do something else, why are you waiting? Your wife, she's always going to be late. Women are always late. Not all women, but it happens that certain women are more particular in their time, but they're also more particular about other things as well. I prefer having a wife who's late, right, and not particular time, who's more easygoing, than one who's particular about time and less easygoing, right? You know, you gain. There's always gains and losses, right? But, you know, a man always wants all the gains. He wants his wife to be on time and easygoing as well, right? I mean, that can happen. It can happen, but it's very going to be a rare thing, right? You know, there's package deals. But it has to be an acceptance. When you're living with people, the ability to accept a person with all his things that, you know, that you don't necessarily like about him, that's an important thing. Being able to accept other people is also being able to accept yourself. And that's what it comes down to. That's what Ahavas Chinam is. To love you because you love yourself. You like yourself. You don't change yourself. You want to change yourself. You want to improve yourself. You don't change yourself because you're no good. You want to change because you want to be better. But you like yourself and you like the people you're around. Okay?